Evil Under the Sun by Agatha Christie.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Track 1.
Chapter 1. When Captain Roger Angering built himself a house in the year 1782 on the island off Leathercombe Bay, it was thought the height of eccentricity on his part. A man of good family, such as he was, should have had a decorous mansion set in wide meadows with perhaps a running stream and good pasture. But Captain Roger Angering had only one great love, the sea. So he built his house, a sturdy house too, as it needed to be, on the little wind-swept, gull-haunted promontory, cut off from land at each high tide. He did not marry. The sea was his first and last spouse, and at his death the house and island went to a distant cousin. That cousin and his descendants thought little of the bequest. Their own acres dwindled, and their heirs grew steadily poorer. In 1922, when the great cult of the seaside for holidays was finally established and the coast of Devon and Cornwall was no longer thought too hot in the summer, Arthur Angering found his vast, inconvenient, late Georgian house unsaleable. But he got a good price for the odd bit of property acquired by the seafaring Captain Roger. The sturdy house was added to and embellished. A concrete causeway was laid down from the mainland to the island. Walks and nooks were cut and devised all round the island. There were two tennis courts, sun terraces leading down to a little bay embellished with...